What do you think Jesus spoke about the most in the Gospels? A lot of people might say love. I've heard people say money. Did he speak about God the Father the most? Maybe it was mercy and forgiveness. Now, the topic that Jesus spoke about the most was heaven and hell. And he spoke about heaven and hell with the certainty that some would go to one place and some would go to the other. Speaking about eternal reward and eternal punishment does not make for lighthearted conversation at dinner parties. But Jesus spoke about them so much because in this uncertain world, there are some certainties. And one is that we will each die one day and be judged by how we live our lives. In the gospel today, we hear about two men who die and go to two different places. One to a place of torment, and one to a place of comfort. Let's reflect on each of them and then what the lesson is for us. First is the rich man. He doesn't have a name, but that's not unusual. Jesus is telling a parable, and names are almost never mentioned for the characters in parables. The early church fathers called him Dives, which means rich in Latin. Now, what does Jesus say about him? He said he dressed in fine garments and dined sumptuously each day. The Greek actually says he made good cheer every day in splendor. Is this a condemnation? If so, then we're all in trouble. Since we live in the richest country in the history of the world and live in splendor compared to many other places. No, the rich man's fault isn't that he's rich. No, it's that he has no love. Now, how do we know that? First of all, because there's a starving man lying at his door covered with sores. Second of all, we know that the rich man knows the starving man. He knows his name. He sees him at the side of Abraham and he says, "Father Abraham, have pity on me. Send Lazarus to dip the finger of his tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue." To do his bidding, to comfort him in his misery. And he doesn't even address his plea directly to Lazarus. He ignores Lazarus in death, just like he ignored him during his life. He is in torment, and he hasn't changed, and he won't for eternity. And the second person has a name. He's Lazarus. Remember that I said that names are almost never used in parables? This is the sole exception. So there must be something about that name, and there is. Lazarus literally means the one who God helped. Now that's a curious name because Lazarus was a starving man covered with sores who died in the street. How did God help him? Well, first, God helped him by putting him at the door of a rich man's house. Lazarus isn't starving in the desert. There's plenty of food in the rich man's house. God also helped him by sending dogs to lick his wounds. Do you know that dog saliva contains the enzyme lysozyme, which is an antibacterial that aids in healing? And finally, God helped Lazarus by sending his angels to carry him to the bosom of Abraham. God helped him indeed. And the thing about both the rich man and Lazarus, they're brothers. They're both children of Abraham. Lazarus is in the bosom of Abraham, but Abraham still calls the rich man my child. What about us? What are we to make of this parable? Well, we are also children of Abraham and children of God. We are like the five brothers of the rich man who are still alive. We are the poor sinners still left in this world, who doesn't always recognize the human dignity of our brothers and sisters. Maybe it's because they're poorer than us. Maybe it's because they're richer. Maybe they speak a different language or have a different skin color. Or maybe it's because we're too busy making good cheer every day in splendor. The Lord hears the cry of the poor, and so should we.
None of us can cure the world's poverty, but who is outside our door? The five brothers are us. We are called to listen to Moses and the prophets, but more importantly, to the one who rose from the dead, Jesus Christ. Each of us suffers in this life, either from sickness or injury, or even voluntarily through penance. And there's a reward in heaven for those who suffer. But there is eternal punishment for those who fail to love their brothers and sisters. And that's the lesson directed to each of us. Who's lying outside our door in need?